Okay, Radio Krishna 101, to be put somewhere about this listening to Krishna. Stop thinking, start listening. And then, for instance, you know, we pray to God to please lead me, you know, give me guidance, give me solutions. But then we have to also open our own minds to receive that. For instance, because God can speak through others, teach you by showing, putting you in circumstances to learn from, and so on. And that's generally the way God leads us and teaches us. Because if there was a little voice talking there, within all the time, well, there is that voice too. Our conscience that higher self that some call it, or Paramatma as we call it. So, yeah, but you know, man proposes, God disposes, that guidance can come in anyway, and that's the beauty of it, of course. God does not only know how to communicate through words the way we do. By the entire spectrum of communications possible. And that in itself teaches us something beautiful about God. So, but this is not just philosophy, it's very practical. I mean, if you're a parent, for instance, I'm having these experiences now and then, these days, your kids may, you know, especially when they are in their teens, not do things the way you would want them done, not opine the way you do, and so on, right? And sometimes, I guess more often than not, expressing it very strong-willed. But as far as I'm concerned, I have respect for my sons, and I also try to keep that openness. And then all of a sudden, after the fact, sometimes I realize that something they did or said or demanded from me, or in general, was the right thing for me, and you know, as if God speaking through them, as we say sometimes. So, and again, this is something I often nagging you about here, that we're speaking about in general on my channels here on YouTube. And especially today, I think more so than ever, and I would say it has never been more important, we need to learn to listen not only to those who are telling us we should only listen to them, or who tell us who to listen to and not, but listen to the ones that we think seem to make sense, and listen with attitude, and let's see what this person says. Well, it's a knowledgeable person in this or that field, so yep. And then I make up my mind. Well, we call it critical ability. Well, intelligence is characterized by critical thinking, that ability, which doesn't mean in the negative sense, oh, now you're just critical. It means in the analytical sense. Yes, this I accept as true because of this and this and that. And of course it's easy for ordinary people, as we call them, us, to just say that, you know, I accept what my leaders say, my parents, my teachers, the news, the politicians, and so on. Or simply that, you know, the fact checkers as that are now roaming around in social media, anonymous ghostly beings who are telling us they are the fact checkers. You know, it's getting complicated out there. So if you have decided to and just surrender to accepting what your screens are telling you, then start there, asking who produces this that I'm seeing on my screens. People who are reliably concerned, good-hearted, and who want to give me who want to help me or huge corporations who want to make money on me or other powerful forces, political or whatever, who want to mold my mind well, you know, when you get there, then today, a little red warning bell starts to ring inside of many. Oh, are you a conspiracy theorist? You know, so again, it's tricky. But I really think that this is what we're talking about here. Thinking, of course, but also listening and looking. Not just at the screens that someone has sold us, but on God, on Krishna, leading, teaching us. And can also, of course, do it through these screens. But we need to smarten up a bit. And yeah, as Bhaktivinoda says, Jijago, Jijago. Need to wake up sleeping soul.